You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class for a Monday, August the 21st. Set to come your way here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me in just a moment from the back porch, hopefully air-conditioned on the southwest side. Isaac on the other side of the glass here today, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day here in the Gym Class program. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by visiting them at their website at DuPaco.com. Good show. We'll talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports. Plenty to discuss. Baseball, golf, a little football news today, and a whole lot more as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour from the Circa Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we would love to hear from you. Always do. 319-366-1600 is the text line. That's 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. And you can pick that up and give us a dial at 319-366-1600 here on a blistering hot, but it's going to get hotter, Monday in eastern Iowa. And Mark joins me, hopefully, with the air conditioning going on right now. How you doing?
No good, Scott. All good here. Good afternoon, Isaac. Good afternoon, everyone. And we're getting down to the crux of things. Week one upon us in high school football, week zero in college football, and fewer than 40 games remaining in Major League Baseball and some crazy races.
Crazy indeed. And we'll talk a little baseball with you coming up here in just a little bit. It's great to have, even though I love baseball, never will say a bad thing about it other than my Chicago White Sox. It is still a great sport, but it's always great to have football dawning down the way. We'll also get a Women's World Cup soccer report from Isaac coming up in a moment. You've got visitors in there, so we'll hold off on that. We'll hold off saying hi to you, Isaac, but we'll get that taken care of coming up in a little bit and answer the question if Isaac has a kit on today or not. 319-366-1600. And the first query on the text line, Mark, coming from 4702. I know Spencer ended his show talking about this. Is 17 hits in 4 games a major league record? I don't know, but it's darn good. I will tell you that. Look that up. Isaac's on it. I don't know if they keep records for 4 games. I'm sure they do. They keep every other record as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. But Julio Rodriguez, a little. He's as warm as it is warm in Iowa right now.
Yeah, what a terrific 4-game stretch. And I would imagine somebody keeps track of that. I don't know. But that's really quite remarkable.
And the Mariners are starting to creep up. They're beyond creeping up. They're in the playoffs right now if things ended today. But as you mentioned, we still have 40 games to go as far as the Major League Baseball season, the regular season in 2023, is concerned. Let's start things off, though, with college football news today and a little bit to talk about as far as Iowa nationally, the Big Ten. The reason I say Iowa is because the AP preseason All-American team has been released, and it features a pair of Hawkeyes on the preseason All-American list. You would love to have your name on the postseason All-American list, but you got to get that preseason one out first for great people like Mark, who just enjoy everything there is to enjoy about lists and polls in preseason. No big surprise, Caleb Williams, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner from Southern Cal, Big Ten school, by the way, can't wait for the the Big Ten Network's biopic on Caleb Williams coming up down the line in about 10 years. He's your quarterback. Blake Corum of Michigan and Quinshon Judkins of Ole Miss are the running backs. You've got one tackle from Penn State. Fashnow is on the first team. Zach Zinter, a guard from Michigan. Cooper Beebe, senior guard out of Kansas State, on there. Van Pran from Georgia is the center. Brock Bowers, a terrific tight end from Georgia, is the first team tight end. Wide receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr., the junior out of Ohio State. Ohio State with two of the three wide receivers, Mark. That's how good. If they can find a quarterback, and we'll get to that coming up here in a little bit, they've got all kinds of talent on the perimeter in Columbus. On the defensive side and on the special teams is where you will find Hawkeyes. Cooper DeJean is listed as a defensive back. You've got two corners, two safeties, and a defensive back, Mark. So they're going with a nickel package on the AP preseason All-American team. And the punter is Torrey Taylor, the senior via Australia for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Some Big Ten flavor, Big 12 flavor on the defense. Newton from Illinois on the interior defensive line. Corleone from Cincinnati. Yeah, they're in the Big 12 now, folks. He is one of the interior linemen as well. You've got Tommy Eichenberg as a linebacker, the senior out of Ohio State. Kalen King at a corner, junior out of Penn State as well. So there you go. Those are the AP preseason All-Americans as voted on by the media out there, Mark.
Yeah, this is one of the more prestigious preseason All-America teams, the Associated Press. It has been for years, but it is just that. It's based on what you've done in previous seasons. And like a lot of these, I'll take the second team and go to war with the first team. That's how many good players are out there.
Yeah. Some really, really good talent in college football and on both teams, as you mentioned. We just gave you that first team there today. But good honor for both Torrey Taylor and not bad for a kid out of little old Bolt Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove, and Odebolt, Iowa, of Cooper DeJean. So that's not too bad, especially when you go back and consider, Mark, there were a lot of people grumbling, and you know who you are out there when Iowa signed Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, he's pretty good, right?
Yeah, he's not bad. He's not bad. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us today. We do appreciate it. The story out of the Big Ten and nationally today, besides that release of the AP preseason All-American team, Jim Harbaugh is going to be on the sidelines for the Michigan Wolverines as the university today imposed a three-game suspension for Harbaugh to start the season as punishment for a level one violation. Now, this is, in my mind, Mark, let me know what you think here. And if you want to weigh in, folks, 319-366-1600. This is kind of, I think, a fail-safe effort here by the University of Michigan. There has been talk. The NCAA at first, I believe, came out with a four-game suspension, and they were talking about it anyway. Did not impose that. And then there was talk that the NCAA was going to go back on that and that Harbaugh would coach the entire campaign. Now the university has stepped in. I think it's a preemptive strike to basically say, okay, yes, there were violations that Coach Harbaugh and maybe members of his staff that they did perpetrate out there. But instead of waiting for the NCAA to do their thing, let's just go ahead and, you know what, those first three games. Yeah, we got a bowl opponent with East Carolina. That's not going to be, you know, a cakewalk. But then UNLV in week two and Bowling Green in week three. Oh, by the way, all at the Big House. You know what? Quite frankly, Mark, you and I and Isaac could coach, and I think we would be okay in those three games.
I mean, Harbaugh can attend practices and do all that. He just can't coach game day. And I think you're right. It's a preemptive strike on the part of Michigan. Apparently agreed to by Harbaugh. He told his team not so long ago that that was going to be the case. And, yeah, Michigan's got one of the worst non-conference schedules in the country, certainly in the Big Ten, with those schools that you mentioned, East Carolina, UNLV, and Bowling Green. They're going to beat those three teams with Harbaugh two hands tied behind his back.
Yeah, and it's not like he's not going to be there all through the week, putting together the game plan, talking with all his coaches, but especially his coordinators or whoever the acting coach is going to be. Hey, this is what we're going to do in this situation. I mean, it's going to be everything. The hay is going to be in the barn. Let's put it that way. All he's going to do is be not on the sideline. No communication, by the way, with Jim Harbaugh. I don't know if in the past, when coaches have missed games, there have been, you know, well-placed phone calls at times. Maybe that is the case, but that is not going to be the case in this situation.
Well, you remember Brett Bielema had to miss the Iowa game because of COVID. Remember COVID? Yeah, just a few years ago. And I don't think he could have contact on game day. Now, this could be different since it was an NCAA violation, but I doubt he can participate much on game day.
I'm trying to remember back. I actually think Bielema that could be in communication. It's totally different. It's, you know, apples and oranges, because obviously you didn't commit any, anything that went against the NCAA. If you're Brett Bielema, you just happened to come down and test positive for COVID at that time. So they could be in touch with. I think they were, but I'm not 100% positive. It's in the past anyway. Does not matter as far as this situation is concerned. And yeah, Michigan's going to be fine. Michigan's going to be just fine. And then he will be back for the Big Ten schedule. And that's exactly what the Wolverines wanted and the Wolverine fans wanted. And they play nice with the NCAA, make it all look good, and he still gets to be there basically for everything except Saturdays against three cream puff non-conference teams.
Yeah, he'll be there when it counts. And, it's not a huge deal to me. I think anytime a head coach misses time, some people think it's a big deal, but I don't know. Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with this subject. Will Michigan suffer a loss without Jim Harbaugh coaching its first three games? Yes or no? Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, Steve Anderson and his team setting up shop Highway 1 West.
If you answer yes, please text or call into the program and show your work. Now, you can have an upset. We get that. Appy State could come in again and beat Michigan at the Big House. Don't think it's going to happen. East Carolina is not a pushover. They're not a pushover. The Pirates, they're routinely a bowl team, but it's still Michigan with an entire summer and fall camp to get ready for East Carolina at home. Can't imagine they're going to stub their toe with Michigan being preseason number two in this situation. My thoughts.
I would agree.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Greg and Epworth weighing in. Always good to hear from you up in Dubuque County, Greg. This makes a mockery of the situation, he says. If he's suspended, it should be for the full 3 weeks from all activities. I can't say that I disagree, but that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Yeah, I mean, if you let's think of it in these terms, Mark. If you were in a 9-to-5 job and you did something that your company did not like, and you were being suspended for 3 weeks, you couldn't come in for Monday through Thursday, and then Friday, well, yeah, you can't come in because you're suspended. I can see Greg's point. I can see Greg's point, but that's not the way that the magical world of the NCAA works.
No, not really. And it's hard to compare workplace stuff and sports, especially when it comes to the NCAA.
Yeah, and Greg says exactly, which is I get your point, Greg. I get your point 100%, but it's just going to be the games that Harbaugh is going to miss. If you have some viewpoints, love to hear from you out there at 319-366-1600. We're going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up in just a little bit. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, a classic local American restaurant right off First Avenue and across from the Lindale Mall. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. Some golf as well, because it was a heck of a golf weekend. And some major decisions coming up for our native son of Cedar Rapids, Zach Johnson. So we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Your visitors are gone, Isaac. We can now welcome you in with open arms to the program today.
Thank you. Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
They're talking about stuff that goes way, way over my head with a lot of everything that's behind me. It's a lot of technical stuff. So I just kind of let them do their thing, and they can talk around me about whatever they need to figure out there.
Okay, so people asking last week, you mentioned that you are going to buy the kit of the winning Women's World Cup team, and it wasn't England.
It was not. No, I did say I think Spain will win it. I said I'll quit.
You were right.
I said I'll quit picking against them. I have not bought it yet. I will go home and get it. True to my word there. Yeah, it was a good match. Spain, I think, pretty much controlled the game for most of the time. Spain's they're in an interesting spot. They had some controversy around the team where a lot of the players, I don't know how to really put it, but other than they essentially wanted the head coach of Spain to be fired, and the Spanish Federation said, no, we're keeping him on. And so 15 players for Spain said, okay, we will not play for Spain until he is gone. And some among those are some of their best players, and they still go on to win the World Cup. So they're in a interesting spot to see where it goes from here, if those players kind of come back or if they will continue that sort of holdout. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But first time Spain has won the Women's World Cup. They've won the Men's World Cup in 2010. So a second World Cup for men and women combined there. But yeah, disappointing for England, obviously, but I'm sure they'll be back. They've built a pretty good program over there, and they're getting some good talent in England. So it truly does emphasize the fact that USA is no longer the dominant team in the world, and the world has truly caught up to the level that the United States had been at. Also, I mean, I think you could also argue there's been a little bit of a regression.
Where is the USA right now, in your opinion? Where would they fall in the pecking order?
It's still top 10. Man, it's somewhere.
They're not top three, though, I don't think.
I don't think so. I think you could argue Spain, England, and Sweden are all better teams right now, better suited, especially with the United States. They don't know who their next coach is going to be. They don't know what direction they're going to take, if they're going to really heavily invest in some of these young players, or if they're going to go all out and still have some of these older staples in the team there. I think they'll probably go the younger route, and they'll take a little bit more of developing. I think somewhere in the 5-to-8 range feels about right for them right now. But we really just got to see them play and see who the next coach is, see what kind of system they want to run, and see the lineups that they pick going forward with the team. So it's certainly interesting to see, but I don't think you can say that the U.S. women are, you know, far and away the best team in the world anymore with what we see in the tournament.
Mark, before you ask a question, I will ask it. Who won the Consi?
Oh, I don't even know.
I
didn't even pay attention. No, it does not. It doesn't matter. The answer to your question, why they do it, money. It's the reason for everything in sports. You can always trace it back to, you get more money by playing an extra game.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I wish I could give you a long, it's always been like this, some historical context or something, but it ultimately, you get more viewers, you get more eyes on the TV, and you get some more ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
And Messi is too good for that league, Isaac.
Oh, yeah. He's, again, I said it when he came here, he's still a top five player in the world, in my opinion. And MLS, it's a good league. It's in the top half of the world. Messi is used to a top three league in the world and crushing, still like putting up insane numbers in those leagues. So him in the MLS is almost unfair to see at times, especially just how he controls the ball. He just seems so relaxed and makes it look so easy. It's insane to see some of the things he's been able to do since joining Miami.
Yeah. Justin says the Spain kit is good looking.
Yeah.
And MLS got a great deal with Messi. Sweden won the Kansi, says 2373.
All right, thank you for that.
There you go.
Sweden's got, so I assume it'll be the new FIFA rankings for the women will be Spain, England, and Sweden.
Has to be.
Yeah, I assume that's what, I don't know. FIFA rankings are weird. Sometimes they don't move teams the way you would think they do it, but I assume that'll be the new rankings there.
On the text line, before we get to an Evil Sideaway scoreboard update here, 2270, specifically with it being self-imposed, talking about Jim Harbaugh, it seems like this punishment for Harbaugh has no teeth. Does Harbaugh take any type of financial hit because he is not able to perform on game day? I was looking for that particular part in the story. I did not see it. Mark, if you know, chime in. A couple people asking, does he lose any pay? Yeah, I would think. Wouldn't you? I mean, if he doesn't lose anything other than being on the sideline on a Saturday, yeah, it has no teeth. It has no teeth. It has very little to begin with, but if he doesn't take a monetary hit, then I would definitely 100% agree with both 2270 and 2794 on the text line. And yes, Cajun Troyo also was a great track and field weekend. Very much so. Very much so. I was following Mike Jay and all his comments. Track guy, he is maybe. He is the greatest guy to follow as far as the world of track and field is concerned. Yes, no teeth. Greg says baby teeth that are about to fall out. Is this suspension for Jim Harbaugh? Even if it is a monetary part of it, Mark, I mean, Jim Harbaugh's got more money than he will ever need. So, you know, give a donation to whatever charity up in Ann Arbor that he wants to and make it look even better, right?
Yeah, probably the Michigan NIL, right?
Sure. Why not? Why not? 319-366-1600, 329, just about right on the button. And going to throw it over to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update now. And it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Online at emilshideaway.com. And they're open at 4 o'clock coming up here in just a little bit. May not be the greatest day to stay on the patio, but hey, to each their own out there. And we thank Chris and Jamie and Dave and everybody over there at Emil's Hideaway. What do we have today?
Plenty from which to choose, Scott, and we'll go with these items. Jarrell Brock, Iowa State's leading rusher last year, has voluntarily left the program. You'll recall he was implicated in the gambling investigation by the state DCI, allegedly bet on two Iowa State games, and he gone. A couple good performances by names you know in the NFL in week two of the preseason. Amir Smith-Marset of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Four catches, 92 yards and a touch. And Darice Fountain out of Northern Iowa for the Chicago Bears. 5 catches, 86 yards, and a touchdown. Sticking with the – well, let's wait on that one. Tough news on Friday night for the Ohio State community. 2-time national runner-up Sammy Sasso was shot during a robbery in which he was not participating. He is expected to make a full recovery. His wounds were to the stomach. And a tough day for me to watch Twins baseball on Saturday as they opposed Mitch Keller from Cedar Rapids, fan of the team and the pitcher. Mitch got his 10th win of the year, 12 strikeouts and 6 innings as the Pirates beat the Twins in the middle of the game of that series. And finally, in the NFL, why is Teddy Bridgewater wearing number 50, 5-0, for the Detroit Lions?
Because he can. Well,
it's simple. David Montgomery has number 5, which is Bridgewater has worn throughout his college and pro career. Bridgewater said, I'm just going to add a 0 to it, and which is acceptable during the preseason. But during the regular season, Teddy will have to select a number from 0 to 19 per NFL rules.
Yeah, the quarterbacks cannot do that. Wide receivers can have single numbers, et cetera, et cetera. They can. Linemen are obviously 50 through 79. Linebackers, I believe, can have any number they want. I believe that is the case, but quarterbacks can only go to 19. No more Otto Grahams or anything like that. Wasn't he 77, I want to say, Otto Graham was?
Graham or Red Grange, one of the two.
Yeah, yeah.
One may have been 99. I don't know.
Could be. Well, Bernie Kosar wore number 19, and he had to wear number 19. If you recall, he wore number 20 at the U those years down there quarterbacking the Hurricanes. Couldn't wear number 20 in the NFL, so he chose the closest number to it, and number 19.
There and Devin Gardner from Michigan, the quarterback, I believe wore 98.
Correct. At least for one game. For one game. 319-366-1600. We'll talk some baseball. We're going to talk some golf when we come back, though, on a Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we're going to preview UNI football as they get ready to take on Iowa State. And Cole Bear, who covers the Panthers for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, is going to be joining us. And they just are coming off a media day. High hopes and high expectations on the hill in Cedar Falls. So we're going to talk UNI Panther football coming up on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. We will come back with more on a Monday for you right after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and it is going to be a sunny and warm day today. Temperatures will be climbing into the low 90s with heat index values near 100. As we head into tonight, we stay clear and warm with temperatures down to a low around 70. Tomorrow is going to be sunny and hotter with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, but heat index values in 100 to 110 degree range. We'll continue with that high heat and humidity on Wednesday and Thursday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Welcome to Money Mondays with Farmers State Bank. FSB wants to supercharge your week, so grab your coffee and get ready for a financial jumpstart with these helpful Money Mondays tips from our experts at FSB.
Everyone knows the home buying market has been kind of crazy these past few years, and that definitely includes the interest rates. In today's market, I like to remind people that they're marrying the home, not the rate. Hi, I'm Tammy Yamakoski, head of the mortgage team at FSB. With almost 25 years of lending experience, I know firsthand the many ways a mortgage loan can be customized for home buyers. From your standard fixed rate loan to a VA loan, an adjustable rate loan, and more, we're ready to go the extra mile to create the home loan that works best for you.
Money Mondays, getting your week off and running with intelligent financial advice to help you get ready for what's next. Farmers State Bank, providing you with faster answers, stronger partnerships, and better banking solutions. Explore your future with FSB at myfsbonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT, and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions, their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Save big money in all things outdoors with 11% off at Menards. When it comes to protecting your cars, boats, and toys, Shelter Logic has you covered. Instant carport shelters provide fully enclosed storage to protect your valuables from rain, hail, and harmful UV rays. Pick up a 12x20 round-top shelter for $399.98 after 11% rebate now at Menards. Good through August 27th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Todd Brommelkamp Show follows us at 4 o'clock for this week before a week from tomorrow. He ventures to the mornings, 6:30 until 9. We stay at our position on the 29th, 3 to 4, and then Spencer on Sports. We'll start his sojourn from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Mark, to add an addendum to your Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, this coming down from Matt Weitzel down in Iowa City at the University of Iowa Athletic Department. They have let us know this year's honoree as far as the 2023 ANF Wall of Honor is concerned, and it will be former offensive lineman Brian Belaga. Will be the ANF Award Wall of Honor winner or honoree this year. He's not a winner. He's a winner, but he's an honoree. So nice little thing there for Brian Belaga.
It is indeed. And the Gazette reporting that Iowa basketball manager has been implicated in the gambling investigation. I can't locate the story right now, but it is the latest. We don't know if there's going to be anything more, but that's about the size of it. He did bet on a couple of Iowa games, a few Iowa games, actually.
Yeah, not a good football manager, student manager did as well, so. A couple behind-the-scenes folks. And there's going to be more coming out. Now, Beth Goetz did mention last week in her introductory news conference that there was going to be some news here. She anticipated over the next few days, and it's been obviously the next few days, so maybe the latest news cycle as far as that investigation is going to come to light here. Starting today and into tomorrow. I would imagine that Kirk Ferentz, Matt Campbell, Iowa and Iowa State would just love to get this out there, get it rectified, put it behind them, et cetera, and move on. But we'll see if it gets going before the football season gets here, which is a week from Saturday, in earnest for most teams, although it is week zero, as you mentioned, Mark. And there are games coming up this week. None of great note, although we will have a game for you on Saturday evening. Vanderbilt and Hawaii. Nothing says college football more than Vanderbilt with a tore-up stadium hosting the Rainbow Warriors of Hawaii. Nothing says college football like that.
And no great matchups this weekend. There is Navy and Notre Dame over in Dublin, Ireland, and I know Southern Cal is in action, but things begin in earnest the following week.
Yes, they do. 319-366-1600 at 340 if you'd like to get in touch with us here on a Monday from the Circus Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side. What a weekend for golf, Mark. And we cut it down to the low 30, top 30 as far as the Tour Championship is concerned, the FedEx Cup point standings. And I think maybe more important, yeah, there are really big checks, as Dean Martin from Back to School said. It's a really big check. But more importantly, with the brand new schedule next year, Mark, that is what these players were shooting for even more, because if you are in the top 30 this year, you are fully exempt to get into the 8 designated events next year. No questions asked. You are there. And that's what these people wanted.
Yeah, among other things. I mean, the winner, Victor Hovland, made $3.6 million just on this tournament, but he stands to make a whole lot more in addition to the other top 30 that are going to play this week at Eastlake. And maybe you have an adjective to describe Hovland's round. I really don't, other than otherworldly.
It may have been one of the, and the superlatives you throw out immediately with the 24-hour period following a great sport event or a great performance is conjecture a little bit. But I think I can honestly say, Mark, I think that was one of the 5 best rounds in golf history yesterday. The 61 on that course and in the pressure of trying to win $3.6 million. He was going to go to the Tour Championship. I get it. But he had 6 birdie putts. They showed the statistic on the back 9. None of them outside of 12 feet. That's how his iron play was. And he chased down Scottie Scheffler, Matt Fitzpatrick, and Rory McIlroy all shot 4 under par 66s. And they got run over. And that just doesn't happen. To put that number up on that golf course in that setting and to blow by Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, and Matt Fitzpatrick was amazing.
No, I mean, that's a world-class golf course. There's a reason they play it there. But Hovland shooting 61, including 28 on the back 9. I can't do that in miniature golf, let alone anywhere else. But it was one of those rounds where often used, he was in the zone, very much so. And he beat the other guys. They didn't lose to him.
No. And that's what they all said afterwards. There was nothing you know when you're in the sports arena and there's absolutely nothing you can do, because you just tip your hat to the other guy or gal or team, because they are absolutely on a roll. And that's what Victor Hovland was yesterday. He always has had a problem with his short game, chipping around greens, et cetera, has really put in the time and the practice, and it is paying off. That is something that Scottie Scheffler is going to have to do as far as his putting is concerned. But because yet again, Mark, 5 of the ball striking categories, Scottie Scheffler led, but was out of a field of 49, he was 38th in putting.
Yeah, and he may catch fire this week and win the Tour Championship going away. I don't know. But the next step, aside from the Tour Championship this week, is the finalization of the U.S. Ryder Cup team. 6 automatic qualifiers have been identified. They are Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, Patrick Cantlay, Max Homa, and Xander Schauffele. They finished the top six in FedEx Cup points, or Ryder Cup points, I'm sorry, and they are automatic qualifiers. Now, this coming Sunday, our friend Zach Johnson is going to pick the rest of the team. And there's plenty of speculation out there as to who he might go with. Brooks Koepka on the LIV Tour, who had very little opportunity to accumulate points, Ryder Cup points, aside from the majors, he finished seventh. And I think personally it would be a crime if he was not taken. Beyond that, five other spots, you know, name a name, Spieth, Fowler, will it be Justin Thomas, who has a phenomenal record in the Ryder Cup? Will it be a Sam Burns? These decisions are always difficult.
They are difficult. And the only reason Koepka, now, granted, the PGA of America has not come out and said that, okay, we give you permission to select golfers from the LIV Tour. They have not done that as of yet. Even if Koepka was in the top six. He only is seventh because Patrick Cantlay made a birdie putt on 18 yesterday. If he doesn't make a birdie there, Koepka is sixth. And pretty much, I think, a slam dunk to get in. All that golf, and it comes down to one 10-footer on the 72nd hole of the last, you know, second-to-last tournament of the year. It's, I think Koepka, as they said on the Golf Channel, yes, last night and today, you're drunk if you don't take Brooks Koepka. Not Zach, just people talking, saying, you got to take Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, figure of speech, and I get it, and I agree. You know, it's just common sense, whether he plays on the LIV Tour or the, you know, whatever tour. He accumulated the seventh most points despite limited opportunities. His fault, not the PGA's. But, man, Zach Johnson and his vice captains had some really difficult things to sort out. And maybe some things will be sorted out in the Tour Championship. Guys that are on the borderline of 7 through 12. Maybe somebody comes to the fore. Maybe a Colin Morikawa. I can think of a lot of names, but sometimes it gets sorted out that way as well.
I think it's also a huge weekend for Lucas Glover. He won the two in a row, had a decent outing, did fine in Chicago over the weekend. If he solidifies that, backs it up with another good showing in Atlanta at the Tour Championship at Eastlake, you got to take Lucas Glover, don't you? I mean, you have to.
Yeah, he's in great form right now, and whether he can continue that once they get to Rome is the big question. But it's the big question for all these players. Wyndham Clark and Brian Harman and Max Homa, will they continue to play real well? And you got to take your chances, I guess, more than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, there's no perfect way to come up with it, and golf right now is in such a good state that everybody is just bunched. Everybody is bunched. Jeff says Brian Harman. Brian Harman's on the team. He's in the top six. 1288 says three Ryder rookies worry me. Go USA. Brooksy needs to be on the team. And I would agree. I definitely would agree. I think Brooks Koepka, whether he's on the LIV Tour or not, as somebody on Golf Channel said last night, that when if it comes down to the singles on Sunday, the United States has a 1-point lead going in, you're not going to ask yourself, oh, you're not going to tell yourself that, oh, I'm not going to root for the USA because Brooks Koepka is got a big match as the anchor guy tomorrow. I mean, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
No, you're quite right. You're quite right.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, 7509. Jordan Spieth Yeah, Jordan's had a very good track record as far as international competition, President's Cup and Ryder Cup is concerned. And I got to think that Jordan is a shoe-in. I think Glover makes it. I think Koepka is going to make it. I mean, you got to think the way he's playing, Ricky Fowler is in, right?
Yep.
I mean, Fowler, and then it gets a little cloudy. I don't know how you can turn down a Morikawa, and I think Glover makes it. That's my six right there, I think.
I mean, what would you consider if you were Zach Johnson? Would you consider Ryder Cup record? Would you consider ball striking? Or would you consider short game, chipping and putting? Yes, yes, and yes, I know.
Yes, yes, and yes. I would agree on that. I would agree on that. Troy Tiger will not be playing. Might be there. In fact, I would pretty much bet my bottom dollar that he will be there. Tiger will not be picking up a golf club and playing.
Not this year.
Not this year, anyway. I think he is going to be a captain. It would not shock me in 2 years when it comes back to the United States. He would be 50? Holy cow. Think about that for a moment. 50-year-old Tiger Woods. All right. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break and come back and have more for you on a Monday edition of the Gym Class right after this.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and get involved with it.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $129 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Make the most of your land with a good, clean deal from City Tractor. Visit us at citytractor.com.
Wednesdays in the 5 o'clock hour are all about WagerWise, your go-to source for sports betting insights. Presented by Betfred Sportsbook.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
AutoZone is more than a parts store. It's where we help you solve problems like,
sorry I'm late, my battery died.
And,
I need a jump, again.
At America's number one battery destination, you can find the right battery at the right price with options starting at only $89.99. And we offer free battery testing and charging whenever you need it. Get the parts and help you need to get the job done right at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the internet, accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Back in the gym class to wrap things up. Don't forget, tomorrow, Colbert will join us. We're going to talk UNI Panther football coming up with Cole as they get ready to take on Iowa State. You can hear that game a week from Saturday right here on KGYM. 11 o'clock with the pregame show. And 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, with the kickoff for that one. Maybe 1:05, but just a refreshing 1 o'clock kickoff in Ames for Iowa State and UNI. As football is here, week one of the high school football season coming up this week, and looking forward to that. Week zero as far as college, final NFL preseason games coming up this week, and it is here, ready or not. Baseball, as you mentioned, Mark, 40 games left. Your Twins have their biggest lead in the Central that they have had all year. Your confidence level has to be high, correct?
Yeah, and folks, it's not my fault your team isn't in the AL Central. It just happens to work out that way this year. With the record the Twins have, they'd be in the wild card chase in the NL as well. So, I mean, the NL wild card chase is like five or six teams. Six, I think six teams within 3.5 games. three or four within one game. That's just wild.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah. I didn't mention any baseball on the scoreboard, but the Reds and Angels postponed. They're going to play two on Wednesday. That's due to Hurricane Hillary. And really some horrific pictures at Dodger Stadium as well, the flooding that occurred there. So, yeah, everything under the lights tonight. We'll see what movement is made.
Yeah, you mentioned six teams in the National League within 3.5 games in the wild card. The Phillies, the Giants, and the Cubs right now are the three wild card teams. But the Diamondbacks, Marlins, and Reds are only one game back. The Yankees have folded the tent, in my opinion.
No question about it. And on the other hand, Seattle's right in the thick of the not only the wild card race, but the division race.
14 over 500 are the Seattle Mariners, led by Julio Rodriguez. Toronto right now is on the outside looking in at 13 games over 500. In the National League, I think it's Atlanta and the L.A. Dodgers and their world, and everybody else is living in it at this point. Now, that's not to say that an upset couldn't happen in the postseason. It's happened before. Look what happened to the Dodgers last year. But yikes, 80-43 are the Braves. Dodgers right now, 76-47. And basically the only thing stopping the Dodgers, is the rain right now. And, our friends in Southern California, all over there, thinking of them today, and sent a little note to Mr. Aaron's out there to see how everything is doing A-OK. So, some washes that haven't had water in them in a long time are filled to the brim right now out in Southern California and other places in the desert Southwest. So, yeah, our thoughts with them out there as we go through the heat. Colbert coming up tomorrow here on the program. Looking forward to that. And, yes, Brewers with a sweep of Texas. How about that?
Great weekend for the Brewers. And now the Twins get the Brewers beginning tomorrow. Yay!
Sorry, 0189, who bought the ticket for the Yankees in the World Series. Talk to you tomorrow.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for